First of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here, being presented with the Shirley Dementev Award. I never imagined I would be standing in front of all of you today. I would like to thank Mr. Governor Bill Walker for presenting me the award, and also to all my friends and family, Michelle, my childhood best friend and boss, the Mountain Village City Council, and Mayor Matt Andrews. Also to Sergeant Kevin Yancey with the Alaska State Troopers for believing in me and always standing by my side. Being the only female police officer in Mountain Village has its challenges. There will be times where you are challenged, where nothing seems to be going right, where tragedy strikes and you're left to pick up the pieces. These experiences leave us feeling weak and hopeless, but that is no reason to stay down for long. No matter what you're going through in life, other people just like you have gone through the same or worse and came out stronger than before. It's times like these you need to stand strong and never give up. Be the person who touches the lives of heart and the hearts of people. Be a positive light to others as you put a smile on their face. For in the end, it's not what you say that matters. It's how you make them feel that lovingly stays in their memory. I have always been inspired by my late mom, Maria Kouchuk, my father, Leonard Landlord, and my late grandfather, Dana Kaponik, to work hard. To always have faith, courage, honesty, but most importantly, to always work from your heart. Everyone has a story, but not everyone has a voice. That's where I come in. I want to be that voice for our people. I want to hear the stories. I want to help write the pages. And most of all, I want our people to know there is someone who loves and cares for them regardless of what their past holds. As I look at my children, I want them to remember the courageous mother they have, a mother whose love is so strong and so pure that I have endured a lot of heartaches, turmoil, travesty. I have been assaulted numerous times while making arrests. I have been threatened and outnumbered, but that not has deteriorated my dedication to my people. As I continue to move forward, I am astonished by the number of lives I've touched, the number of people I've saved, the number of children who look up to me, the elders who give me strength, and my community who gives me hope, courage, and the support I need to push forward another day. I will continue to work hard with integrity, honesty, and with faith as long as I possibly can. I will continue to uphold my badge with honor, for I hope to inspire someone to never give up, no matter how hard life may get. Thank you.